Minnesota, no matter what happens from here on out, or where the Robinson family goes, you will always have a piece of our heart. You have given us 11 of the best years of our lives. Some of the best and fondest memories will be from our time here. This is not goodbye by any means, but rather, until next time. Score.
The great Brian Robinson signed a one-day deal as a Minnesota Viking yesterday so that he could retire as a Minnesota Viking. And then, of course, they released a video that made me cry multiple times. I'm hoping you don't make me cry again, but I'm willing to do it for you, Brian Robinson, as you join the Power Trip Morning Show. It's been too long. It's good to hear your voice, buddy. Welcome to the show.
It's good to hear y'all's voice, too. Thanks for that intro. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
You're pulling the tears out of me again.
I was going to say, you sound sarcastic. I don't think you mean that.
No, it's not sarcastic. It's, you know, I wouldn't say it's been a tough day, but, you know, it's just been one of those deals when it's been such a big part of your life and you move on to the next chapter. It's tough to deal with, but, you know, I'm in a good place. I've been able to be with my family and stuff like that. So all is good, man. All is good.
B-Rob, I have to admit, first of all, it's so good to talk to you down the line in person. Congrats on a special career. You know, I was on the team when you were drafted, and, you know, we share agents, and so I obviously knew a little bit more about you than some of the other players. And to see your, as every player that's going to play 11 years, right, to see your development come in from being a rookie and trying to figure it out, to being one of the best that has put on the purple. It's been quite an experience to watch you do that, and you did it the right way. And I think that's the one thing that all players kind of want, right? We don't really care about what the outside thinks. We just care about what our teammates think. And I think, you know, universally, your teammates loved you and respect you, and that says a lot.
Well, and you know, that's been the deal for me. I guess really over the past year, you know, when I got released, and then yesterday with the retirement announcement, I've had so many teammates from past, present, that have reached out and messaged me and told me how much they respected me, how much they respected the way I carried myself, what I did on the field, how I helped them, you know, all those things. And to me, that's what's special to me. You know, it's the wins are special, the you know, even the losses are special, and you know, all the accolades and things like that, all that stuff's special. But what really, as you get older, what really means the most to you is the respect that you earn from your teammates and what they say about you. And if you can leave this game with them telling you that you've been a great friend, you've been a great teammate, they respected you, they held you in the highest regard, they looked up to you, things like that that I've received in all these messages, that's really the thing that kind of pulls at your heart and makes it special.
Well, talk about, there's not a more special guy that's ever played this game, and not just for the Vikings, but for the whole NFL. Brett Favre even publicly reached out to you on Twitter and to say how much he respected your game and how much you're going to be missed. I mean, what's the feeling when you're going through your timeline and your replies and stuff like that, and you see the blue check mark of Brett Favre saying that?
Yeah, and I literally just saw that like 3 minutes ago. That's special, especially coming from him. I mean, he was a guy that was kind of my welcome to the NFL moment was Brett Favre. I mean, the first time we played Green Bay, I mean, I literally, you know, I'm lining up a defensive end and I'm thinking, holy crap, that's Brett Favre, you know, and my mind just kind of goes blank for a second. It's like you forget about everything and you realize I'm playing in front of a guy that I've watched my whole life and grew up, in a way, idolizing it and things like that. And now I'm actually getting an opportunity to go play against this guy, and was actually able to get a sack in that same game. So it's pretty cool. But to have him reach out, you know, all these years later and congratulate me on a great career, that's special.
Power Trip Morning Show talking to Brian Robinson. B-Rob, wouldn't it be nice if a one-day contract had a little bit of leverage where you could leverage the Vikings for a nice dinner, maybe a new fishing boat, get something out of it monetarily or food-wise. Did you have any leverage yesterday during your one-day deal?
No, I wish I did. You know, it's funny. I didn't realize exactly how the one-day contract works. And I didn't realize you like actually went on the roster and it was an actual transaction and that whole deal. So there actually was a money amount on there. So I kind of joked with Rob Brzezinski and I told him, hey, I need that money in my account by the end of the day. And he kind of laughed at me, but no, there was no leverage whatsoever. I'm sure when I make it back up there that I'll have plenty of opportunities to be taken to dinner. So, you know, I've heard from, you know, Rob many times and other guys in the organization, Coach Patterson, and many people in that organization. I mean, the love that I've gotten from them, you know, over the last few weeks, we've kind of been planning this a little bit to get this video together and stuff like that. So the love I've received from them over the past few weeks and especially yesterday, you know, shows me that I'll be part of the Vikings family for a long time.
B-Rob, there's going to be over 250 players drafted over this next couple of days. What would be your advice on how to have a career for 11 years like you did?
Well, man, I mean, you know, it's one of those deals where you have to work hard each and every single day. It's not just about the physical tools. It's about the mental tools. So I would say, you know, if you want to last in this league, as hard as you work physically in the weight room, on the field, you need to work just as hard in the film room, watching tape, getting to know the guys you're playing with, critiquing yourself, always trying to get better, never becoming complacent, never thinking that it's good enough, always striving for more. And then the other thing I would say is get out in your community, get to know people, give back, and handle yourself in a professional, classy manner in order to you know, set yourself apart not only on the field but off the field as well.
So B-Rob, I want to go back into just what happened or your mindset last year in 2018 during the season. For over 20 years you put on a helmet, shoulder pads from a youth player through high school, college, and then 11 years in the NFL, and it was the first time in over those 20 plus years that it's the fall time and it's August and it's September and you don't have pads on, and you talk about that continual drive on a daily basis to improve your game, and that sort of never stops, and then all of a sudden it does. And what was that like for you?
You know, it was tough. You know, I think the best thing I did was just try to get away from it all. And I say get away from it all. I still paid attention, but just to literally just go work out every day, try to hopefully get a call. You know, I had an opportunity coming out of camp. I decided not to take it. It just wasn't right for my family and for me. So, but for me, it was just going and working out every single day. And it was, you know, waiting for that right opportunity, hopefully getting that right call to go and play. And for me, it never came, but I never stopped striving for more. I mean, at the end of the day, I was getting up Monday through Friday, going in, busting my butt, trying to, you know, be in shape and get stronger, get faster. I was trying to take that opportunity to put myself in a better position when I did come back. And, you know, it just never happened. And, you know, still to this day, I mean, as soon as I get up on with you guys, I'm actually going to work out here in a minute. So it's one of those things that when you've done it for so long, it's ingrained in your mind, and you just, your body just doesn't feel right if you don't work out. So, you know, for me, I did everything as if it was the off season and it was an opportunity to get better. And so, but I think the best thing I could have done was just take my head out of the game and enjoy my family and enjoy fishing and all those things that come with being able to be home.
Last thing for B-Rob, we'll let you go. I know you're going to work out, then you're going to go fishing, so that sounds like a pretty good day. First of all, again, thank you for calling in. And you know what? Thank you for calling in after every win and every loss. You were always a stand-up guy. You spent your entire career in Minnesota, coming from Texas. Was there ever, in your heart of hearts, a moment during a Minnesota winter when you first got here where you said, I want out of here as soon as possible?
No. No, I can honestly say there wasn't. I enjoyed being there, man. It's become such a big part of our lives. Now, my wife, on the other hand, it's a little bit different. She was probably ready to go. She didn't handle the cold very well. But for me, no. I mean, I enjoyed the snow. I enjoyed the things that came with it. Now, I wasn't there for a full winter ever, so that could have had a lot to do with it. But, I mean, you know, we're all beat up and tired at the end of the year. So, yeah, at some point, you know, when this season is over, yeah, we're ready to go to warmer weather and go be with our families and stuff like that. But as far as ever saying, all right, it's winter, I need to get out of here, I never hit that. But the other thing I wanted to go ahead, and since we're on the power trip and, you know, you guys have been such a big part of my career over the last few years. You know, this, like I said in my letter, this is not goodbye. I will be back to Minnesota periodically. I'm shooting a new YouTube series, based around fishing and having special guests on and things like that. So, pretty much, you know, over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months, I'll be up there back and forth and shooting the YouTube series. I'll be around. I'll drop in the facility. Maybe I can drop in the studio. We can do a little something. So. Mm-hmm. I will definitely be around, guys. Don't think this is something where I won't see you guys ever again. So I'll be around.
That would be great. Congrats, B Rob. Talk to you down the road.
All right, guys.
See you, B Rob.
Thank you, B Rob.
Right on. That'd be cool.
I love that guy.
Nice job.
That's class.
Yeah, it's a good dude, right?
He's awesome.